Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons, and as the voice guy said, Ted Johnson in the house. What's up, Ted?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good.
Good to see you.
Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds, just 10 seconds. This isn't your three-point stance. That's 60.
Yeah.
But I'm holding you to 10 seconds. You can react to Bill Belichick's game last night in 10 seconds. Go!
Yeah, I was surprised it was that bad. That was a beatdown I didn't even see coming. So just overall surprised by how inept and unprepared that they were.
It was worse than even Ted Johnson thought it was going to be.
It was embarrassing. It was stop paying attention halfway through the third quarter. I wondered, did it even make you feel a touch bad for him?
I did.
I felt bad for him.
I actually did.
Yeah.
I looked at myself and I thought I was like the Grinch when his heart grows, and I was like, I actually feel bad for Bill right now. This is so ugly.
They got smoked.
I wanted this, and smoked. Then I felt bad that I asked for it because he got, ugh, that was bad.
Yeah, you. I do feel bad. You just wonder if he even realized, did he realize what he was getting into? You wonder because he was acting as if it was all a surprise to him. That's how he acted. So I feel like he underestimated how hard that job was.
I think he probably did, but it is what it is. It is also 3 o'clock, so that's time for the three-point stance.
19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you call the segment about Goldilocks a good segment.
Wow. Shots fired from Salty Ball.
I heard that segment and thought, you know what? This has potential until the end. And I thought, I'm not sure we should do this one.
No, it was a good segment. The execution was a little off. It was a preseason game. We just need to work it out a little bit.
Double down on calling it a good segment. You got to get Glassman. Yep. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Yes, this is has been percolating for 4 days.
All right. Well, you get 60 seconds. Try to fit it into that. Go ahead.
We were at Fenway on Friday. We did more than the Goldilocks game. We previewed Peyton Tolley's MLB debut, and oh, my God, did he deliver. I don't generally take victory laps for losses from the Red Sox. They lost to Paul Skeens. The bullpen blew the game. Forget about that. That didn't matter. That's irrelevant in the big picture. Peyton Tolley was unbelievable. 8 strikeouts in 5-plus innings. He looked the part of not a star, but a superstar, a transformational talent who I think fits in perfectly in this clubhouse, this youthful exuberance, these guys that come up and seem so confident in who they are. And I love the strikeouts. I love the pitches. I love all that. The thing I loved most, there was one point where Bregman made a nice play in like the second inning to save him, Peyton Tolley. And Peyton Tolley rocked back on the mound, looked over with like this snide grin on his face, like, yeah. Even the announcers joked like, oh, he's got a little big league defense now. Peyton Tolley is it. Peyton Tolley is him. The Red Sox, within the next year and a half, will have two aces at the very least. You got Crochet, and Tolley is on his way to super stardom.
I got to tell you, honestly, the big takeaway for me was, damn it, put in Weissert again when he shouldn't have, because he always allows runners, inherited runners, to score.
Too bad. He did. It didn't take long.
The same way that way back when, deep cut for the Fenway faithful, Rolando Araujo used to come in on a lot of Pedro Martinez games. Great on his own, always allowed inherited runners to score. Now Weissert does again. So Cora maybe takes him out a little too early, puts in the wrong guy. It sucks they lost and he didn't get a win in his first game. And then I immediately pivoted to, aha, but let's think positive. In the postseason, that's not Greg Weissert that comes in when someone's up 2-0. That's Peyton Tolley that comes in, and this guy is ready for the moment.
You guys know I probably focus more on this whole it special for prospects or talents than I should. I always use the LeBron James example. He showed up out of high school, and immediately it was obvious he was a superstar in the NBA in the making. I joked about it with Roman Anthony. As soon as he ditched that crappy first jersey, got number 19 on day two, he became a superstar. And I don't necessarily see it with Meyer, and I don't necessarily see it with Campbell and some others. I do see it with Peyton Tolley. Do I think he's probably going to need to develop some secondary pitches? Do I think he can get by throwing 84% fastballs or whatever the heck that is? Maybe not. But this guy, they were right. The spot is not going to be too big for him, and he is going to help you win baseball games as a starter over the next month or so, and then I think Fitzy's right. He is going to be maybe the most electric player on this baseball team when Fenway Park is rocking and he enters a game in the postseason from the bullpen. That might be as exciting as that day will be. It's going to be fun.
Oh, he was – everybody was in on this guy. The park was – 5 innings, 8 strikeouts, hitting 98 regularly.
Also a sweater. You notice that? Seemed like he sweat quite a bit.
It's
he came in the greens, and they were like a totally different shade because he had sweat through everything.
Yeah, but like 6'6", 250, easy.
Hoss.
He rose – his first start was against Skeens, and he was borderline out-pitching him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. He met the challenge. He exceeded the challenge. They did the fun interview during the game. He had a cocky brother. I like that aspect of it. The whole thing. The cocky brother. I think a cocky brother is good for building up the other athlete. When you have a cocky brother, it pushes you. We'll see where that goes. We'll talk to him about it in 15 minutes.
Okay. And you can lead with that one. We'll see what he says. Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready?
All right, let's get down to business.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, so Boston has obviously gained a lot of great athletes recently, some superstars in the making like Peyton Tolley. However, we have also bid farewell to some players. In Foxborough, Jabril Peppers, adios, obviously cut down day last week. Javon Baker. Patriots offered Javon Baker a chance to come back, sign with the practice squad. He said, no thanks. And you know where he went? Philadelphia. Walker Buehler, released on Friday afternoon, the same day Jabril Peppers was cut loose. He doesn't go with the Red Sox anymore. You know where he goes? Philadelphia. I'm starting to wonder if Philadelphia at large, obviously the Philadelphia Phillies are doing well. The Philadelphia Eagles are your reigning Super Bowl champions and a Super Bowl favorite for one in many. And, of course, who famously a couple years ago left the Red Sox and went to Philadelphia and has mashed each and every year? That would be, of course, Kyle from Waltham, signed by Dave Dombrowski, who helped develop a winning culture here and has now brought it to Philadelphia. Has Philadelphia stolen a little bit of Boston's title town energy? Is Philadelphia the town that we need to go and steal it back from? Because all of our players walk out of town and say, oh, no, I'm not signing back here in Boston. I'm going to Philadelphia. Screw you. We need to bring that title town mojo back to Boston.
There has been a lot of guys going to Philly.
L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
That's your mayor of Philadelphia.
They don't spell great down there. They win a lot, though.
No, but there is a little Philly, like, a little Philly mojo these days.
Yeah, our trash is their
treasure.
Treasure, and they win more than us, so maybe it wasn't really trash.
Javon Baker looked at the Patriots and said, thanks for helping out, but I'll take my talents to filthy.
Yeah, that's
I didn't like it. And if Walker
Bueller they can have, I'm fine with that.
What if he has like a 3 ERA? Like,
what if we face Bueller in the World Series? I'll take my chances,
actually. Yeah, totally.
Walk and home run.
I think we're pretty safe there.
If we face Bueller, my prediction is Roman Anthony walks and Alex Bregman hits a home run and we score 2 runs and we win the game. Thank you.
I like that. I could work with that. I mean, it's not like we've seen that time and time
again and again and
time again. But we'll leave that one there and ask Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right. Go ahead. Here's 60 seconds.
All right. So I think it's clear and very understandable how Mike Vrabel feels about Elliott Wolf and how he drafts. If you think about it, Elliott Wolf was part of these extensions from, these are 2 years ago. Juwan Bentley signed an extension in June 2023. Devontae Parker signed an extension in 2023 for 3 years. Jabril Peppers signs a new deal in March of 2023, $6 million guaranteed. Joe Cordona in March of 2023. He's the highest paid specialist at his position. Kendrick Bourne signs an extension in 2024 for 3 years. Kyle Duggar was on the transitional tag and then signs an extension in 2024 for 4 years and $32 million guaranteed. All of those guys are no longer on this team except for Kyle Duggar, who was in trade talks. 49% of this team is new from last year. And no team from 2021 until 2024 has less players on its roster through drafts than the New England Patriots. This is a clear indication of what Mike Vrabel thinks of Elliott Wolf and his drafting powers and how he evaluates talent. That's what this tells me. The cutting of release of Jabril Peppers to me was an unbelievable bit of news on Friday, and I was already teetering on what I thought this team could do, and that to me just makes me feel as if something is going on behind the scenes that we don't know yet that might reveal itself, but I'm worried about this team.
Yeah, I saw, and we'll get into this a little bit later, because reminder, we are awaiting the arrival of Drake May in the next 5 to 10 minutes or so. We'll talk to the Patriots quarterback here on Patriots Monday. I saw Andrew Callahan has been talking up this, sort of tracking the Elliott Wolf maneuverings, not only draft picks, but also signings. And then this morning, Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show brought up, well, you know, we couldn't really be in on the Micah Parsons deal because our drafts have been so bad, so we need all the draft picks we can get because we build depth through the draft, and we haven't been doing that lately.
The Patriots have the least amount of players on their roster that were drafted between 2021 and 2024. Like, and it's really not even close. Like, let that sink in. That's how bad the Patriots drafts have been the last 4 years.
2022, you have Marcus Jones. That's about it. I mean, your first-round pick, Cole Strange, will go down as one of the most epically terrible first-round picks in franchise, if not NFL history, at least this decade. And you know, you've heard Kraft say a million times, you're bailed through the draft. Well, you haven't. That's why right now, on the surface, this is the big issue with why we're nervous or a little anxious about the Patriots this Sunday and the season long. On the surface, it looks like they have a decent starting team on both sides of the ball, especially the defense. As soon as you get to the second and third stringers, that's a problem. There's not a lot of depth.
But I would say the defense is even a question mark with the safeties. And then Christian Gonzalez has been hurt. Carlton Davis hardly played. And
Gonzo's not playing Sunday.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why you're optimistic about the defense, because that's a big loss right there. The defense for the Patriots is the eighth most expensive defense in the NFL. The eighth most money on defense is spent wide through the New England Patriots. Do you think they have a top 10 defense?
I'd like to hope maybe they could. That was not a yes. That was an I'd like to hope they maybe could.
With no Christian Gonzalez and no Jabril Peppers.
With no Gonzalez, you're not going to have a top 10 defense.
Why do you think? You were out on Friday. Why do you think that? Like, I was stunned by it because he makes the roster Tuesday. He goes to the introductory dinner Wednesday night. You know, I'm sure you went to a bunch of those back in the day. He meets the meets the fans, does the media, whatever else, and then 2 days later, like, you know what, on second thought.
Yeah, it's my feeling is that it was directly communicated, or he went and wanted to know exactly what his role was, and he was didn't like what he heard, so they released him at his request. I can't, you know, can you imagine guys going into Belichick and saying, you know what, I don't like how you're playing me, release me. Oh, okay, you know what, yeah, let's, it didn't work that way. So my only thing is my feeling is that Vrabel, somebody told them this was going to be your role. They didn't like it. They asked for a release. And instead of having guys that don't like their roles and don't want to be here and aren't pulling, you know, in the same direction everyone else is, they figure it's better just to cut them loose.
So this is something we've been talking a lot about, the balance between culture, establishing a culture, having the right people. You also need talent. And I think we all agree Jabril Peppers is at the very least one of their top 53 players. I think Tom Curran said he might be a top 15 player on the roster.
I would put him in the top 30 for okay. sure. You're not a better team by just telling him we don't want any compensation. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, no, and I believe the same with Kendrick Bourne. I still think he's one of your top 53 players.
He signed anywhere
going
yet?
On talent. I don't believe so. So how do you balance those two things in your locker room? Like, culture is important. We want people that want to be here and are, you know, all for one and one for all, but also knowing that you don't have the best players in that room.
Yeah. If you don't, but you got to throw some of the older guys a bone. If you don't tell Jabril Peppers he's backing up. Just say, hey, we're rotating you with the ones, right? You know, keep them at least engaged because you still need good players. And if you, something was told to him that he just didn't like, which I'm not so sure if as a coach I would completely be honest with the player. Just kind of tell him, hey, man, this week we're going with this guy, but we're going to rotate you in. You're going to stay engaged because you're going to play, get some reps with the one, so you don't completely mentally lose that player.
Haven't you been there in that situation?
I've never went in and said, what's my role?
No, but questions about your role, but also staying with the team and sort of in that weird mindset, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? And I was that sure, but I also knew that I was going to be on a winning team.
Yep.
There's a big difference. If these guys feel like they're not going to be on a winning team, then it's easier to push for your answers. And if you don't like what you want, then push for a way out because you think, you know what, this team, my feeling is if these guys were playing with Tom Brady, not so many of them would be so eager to jump ship.
They had 7 months to figure out what to do with Jabril Peppers, and they only figure it out 2.5 days after they tell him, well, good thing is you're on the football team.
Yeah, I say this again, and it's not fair to him because I don't think he's running a dysfunctional team at all.
No.
But if these same moves were happening a year ago under Gerard Mayo, we'd be saying they have no idea what's going on down there.
It feels dysfunctional.
Yes.
When they released the original 53-man roster, it was different than what the real
fit.
It was such a cluster bleep. The fact that they had three or four guys that were on the original 53-man roster released within the next 2 or 3 days, I'm sorry, that's not normal. We asked Tom Curran about it, and he's like, yeah, well, whatever. 2001, there was only 51 players on the – it's like, okay, but this is unusual to have your original 53 and then trade or release three of them within the next 3 days. That is not normal.
It isn't normal, and yet I think because it's Mike Vrabel and there's a lot of respect for him as a coach and as a player, I think it's been given a little bit of a pass. And the other thing is people are starting to focus on the Raiders game, and they're starting to focus on it's game week, whatever, the roster is what it is, but we got to get ready for a football game kind of situation. So it's definitely something to worth monitoring. It's definitely, I will say I thought it was interesting, though, that Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show brought up the idea of their draft status in recent years and how that affects maybe decisions you can make and the need for draft picks. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to be talking to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. It's a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here. Stick around, but first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Patriots Monday on a Tuesday after Labor Day. And we go to the phone lines now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Drake May on Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing well. So the team announced its captains this week, and we've talked to you a lot about leadership and being the quarterback, but you were officially named a team captain. I'm wondering, A, what does that honor mean to you? And B, what are the duties in your mind that go with that?
Yeah, I think first of all, yeah, what a great honor. I think it comes with a lot of responsibility. I think it's something great when, you know, the players vote on it and your teammates, you know, pick you as the captain. It's always a great feeling, and it shows – you know, what I've done, but also, like you said, there's, you know, more work to do in the future, and that's leading the guys, and that's, you know, acting like a captain and playing like a captain and doing all the things that kind of expect us a captain would. And like I said, it's a great honor, and there's been plenty of people in this Patriots uniform as a captain that's such great players, so it's a lot to live up to.
Drake, just to get in some of the nuts and bolts of what you're doing out there, it feels like compared to last year that you have a little bit more freedom to get into different or better plays at the line of scrimmage based on what the defense is showing. Is that the case? And if so, how's that been going for you?
Yeah, I think it's something when you've seen defenses and I've played them for a year, you know, something that you kind of get a feel for of getting into good plays and seeing stuff and seeing stuff the defense is doing and being able to get, you know, the offense into better plays, or I think it's something that kind of it comes naturally in this offense, but I think it's also something that you kind of build on as you, you know, play quarterback in this league and have learned from previous either mistakes or plays that went well for you of, hey, I may think this guy's blitzing or stuff like that. Just kind of little things you pick up as you play.
Drake, have you and Josh McDaniels been spending a little extra time together, not only obviously trying to understand the playbook to the best of your ability, but also getting into the week one plan? And what's the comfort level right now between you and Josh?
Yeah, I think it's always huge to be on the same page with the coordinator. You know, seeing things the same way, expecting to get, you know, these looks. And I think it's always, you know, great when you got a coordinator who's, you know, fully confident in me. And I think he's just trying to get us in the best looks, and he does it at a high level. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and trying to execute it.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, obviously it's game week. You got the Raiders on Sunday. Does that feel any different? Like, is there an uptick in urgency or energy around the building or anything like that this week?
Oh, 100%. We're playing, playing a new team that you know is different than a preseason game, different than joint practice. You know, it counts in the record books and it counts in the standings. You're going out there and trying to go 1-0, and I think that's the big, big juice. I think everybody's kind of excited for week one around the league. So it's a great opportunity for us to. Get off to a good start and for us to kind of showcase what we've been trying to build in our identity.
You know, Drake, you look at different facets of your offense, and it's hard not to kind of get excited at the running back position. It looks like you got three guys that just kind of offer a little something different, each one of them. How excited are you to utilize those guys, not only in the running game, but in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they've also have a room like we have. I mean, three different guys that can, make you miss, can catch the ball out of the backfield, know what they're doing in pass protection. It's a great tool that we have, and it's just my job to try to, get us in the best run looks and get them the ball in space when we are throwing it. So that's always it's good having, numerous options and guys that, run the ball so well.
So, Drake, obviously you're a captain, team leader as well. It naturally comes with the quarterback position as well. What happens when there's a disturbance or like a surprise, like late last week, Jabril Peppers gets released on a Friday? Do players look to you to calm things down, and how did you guys handle that?
Yeah, I think it's always, it's one of those things that's as part of the business, it's so unfortunate with somebody that you kind of get to know with, get to know well, and a veteran in this league that I respected. But I think it's, at the end of the day, what we're trying to, establish around here is putting trust in the coaching staff, putting trust in, respecting what they do. And I think that's what just the kind of guys that look around and say, hey, with Pep, a guy that, made some plays in a Patriots uniform and played a lot in the past couple of years. But hey, I think, just trying to, I think there's two sides to it. You care about the person and the relationship you have with Pep, but also you care about the team and knowing that they're trying to do the best for what's, this football team this year.
We've heard Mike Vrabel talk a lot about identity and establishing an identity, and it seems to be a lot about physicality and finishing plays and different things like that. As a quarterback, that's not really your area of expertise. You're not really blocking anybody, tackling anybody, quote-unquote finishing plays with physicality. How does Drake May help establish the identity of the New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel's leadership?
Yeah, I think just bring a presence to the huddle. I think, having command in the offense, bringing a presence to the huddle, kind of giving extra tidbits in the huddle of, certain plays or key details, just kind of being sharp with my game. And then at the end of the day, when I'm out there playing, being willing to, step up in the pocket, take some hits and, be able to kind of stick my, hang in there in the pocket and make some throws while getting hit. I think that stuff is kind of what, people may not see during the game, but, what they can see on tape. And I think that's what, great quarterbacks around the league, that I watch, hang in there and take hits and get up and just continue to get out there and compete. And that's the biggest thing, compete.
Drake, your legs are a weapon, man. You just running outside the pocket, quarterback design runs. Do you envision yourself maybe using your legs a little bit more in this year's offense compared to speaking to last year?
Yeah, I think it's a tool that, utilize when, the play breaks down or on a scramble play, and also something that may be able to gain extra hat in the run game. So I'm looking forward to doing whatever I can to, in short yardage or in the red zone or, just kind of keep the defense honest. I think it's a weapon, and it's tough, for these defenses in third down and third and short when they got everybody covered, downfield, and you go up there and pick up a first down. So I think it's a great tool, and also I'm going to still try to do my best to, get it to the guys that are better runners than I am.
Patriots quarterback Drake May joining us here on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. Drake, and just sort of getting to know you, not only just as the quarterback of the Patriots, but also Drake May, athlete, Patriot, et cetera. Just kind of curious, do you have any, like, night before the game rituals, any game day rituals, like do you, music you like to listen to, a certain meal you like to eat, stuff like that?
No, I'm pretty simple. I think I kind of try to go out there and create the same routine out there on the field, throwing wise, try to throw the receivers, then try to use some of the equipment managers extra to kind of get some extra throws in, and then, come back. And I like taking a shower before the game to kind of, feel nice and fresh before, getting the uniform. But, that's really it. Nothing before the, but the night before, you're just looking over the looking over the game plan and hanging out with some teammates. And then from there, just being confident and being cool and getting ready for, you know, to go out there.
As you look at the Raiders defensively, Max Crosby has to jump off the film for anybody who watches that team. When a team has a, I've heard coaches call them game wreckers, guys like Max Crosby as the quarterback, how important is it to know where he is on every play pre-snap, but also post-snap? Because he seems like one of those high motor guys that can get you from almost anywhere. How big a part is Max Crosby of what they're going to do to you?
Yeah, he's a huge part. I think, you know, anywhere he lines up, he's a problem. I think he plays hard. He doesn't like getting blocked. And I think, you know, he's done it, you know, for a long time in this league and has, you know, wrecked a lot of plays. So just being smart and, you know, being smart with the football and trying to do my best to get it out quick and kind of neutralize him. And then from there, also just find a way scheme-wise to, you know, like I said, neutralize him and do the best we can to, you know, not let him, you know, make big negative plays.
You know, Drake, back in the day when I played inside backer, I'd always entice the nose tackles. If it's Seymour, Ted Washington, Vince Wilfork, you know, I'd entice them with a steak dinner if they kept the centers off of me. And I'm just wondering, have you done that with your tackles? You know, you keep Max Crosby off of me, you keep me clean. Have you enticed them with a nice steak dinner or something like that yet?
Yeah, I mean, that's always you know, something with those guys up front that, you know, it's always, you know, rewarding when I think the biggest thing, you know, from last year I found is you got to get a win out of it. And I think it's always huge when those guys up front protect me and I think reward them with something, you know, in a big win. I think that's always something that I'd like to do and would like to do in the future. So I think no doubt, I think having an extra incentive, and I think they always want to, you know, play hard. But I think even having something extra with, you know, some camaraderie is awesome.
There you go.
So, you know, short of putting together something like a vision board or, you know, like a goal chart, we'll say, Drake, do you have like a set of goals for yourself for this season in particular? And what does that, what do those goals and success look like to you this year?
Yeah, I think just continue to take a step forward. I think take it one week at a time. In this league, you know, the weeks go by so fast, and just to know any week, you know, try to be my best out there. Obviously, and I hope to, you know, make the playoffs. That'd be a, you know, an awesome goal. It's obviously on everybody's goal board, but, you know, from there, I think just do whatever I can, that, you know, as a captain for this team to, you know, showcase that and just continue to, you know, lead these guys and, like I said, take the next step and, you know, on the field and hopefully off the field.
Drake, watching the Josh McDaniels offense over the years, we know the screen game has often been a big part of that. You just mentioned how much you like your running backs and how much they can make plays. How comfortable are you with the McDaniels screen game, and how much do you think that could be a weapon for this offense?
Yeah, it's a huge weapon, I think, for any offense. Being able to, you know, take some off the rush, take some off the, you know, our guys up front. I think being able to keep the defense honest when they're, you know, kind of, you know, sitting back or getting into, you know, deep zone drops to, you know, get a screen out going. And it's always a, you know, comforting play and a play for us to, you know, know where the ball's going and just, you know, make sure I ensure, you know, make a safe throw. And then from there, like I said, like those guys that, you know, are pretty darn good at running the football, you know, running space.
I guess that's a good follow-up to what I want to ask you. I would think with Josh McDaniels being your OC that sometimes it's best to just take what the defense gives you and hit your checkdowns and outlet passes. Has that kind of been hammered into your psyche that sometimes if the play's not there deep that it's best just to take what you can get underneath?
Oh, I think that's huge. That's something, as I learned, you know, as the year went on last year, the best thing is positive plays and just keep moving chains, staying ahead of the chains. And I think we had some success offensively when I wasn't holding the ball and taking negative plays and taking sacks. So I think that's huge, you know, emphasis for me to get the ball out on time and don't bypass, you know, somebody on a shorter route or underneath, you know, for something deeper down the field.
Drake, did you watch any college football this weekend?
I did. Yeah, I did. Obviously, you know, had some days off, so was able to tune into college football. And, you know, I took a look at that one last night. You know, it was a good start in the first drive and wasn't the way I'm sure we wanted to end it. But, no, it's good to see, you know, kind of football back. And obviously, you know, wasn't the ending we wanted, but, you know, pretty cool to see Coach on the sideline, Coach Belichick and those guys.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. It comes from Steven Seekonk in Great Minds Must Think Alike. He was asking, what did you think of Bill Belichick's debut and how much have you talked to Coach Belichick? Do you have a relationship with Coach Belichick now that he's coaching your alma mater and you're one of the prime examples he can promote as great Tar Heel draft picks?
Yeah, you know, over the summer and in the springtime, I went back a few times, Chapel Hill, and saw Coach and saw different events. So, you know, just first off, I was honored to meet him. What a legendary coach, and I think he's going to, you know, like you said, he's got a bunch of new players kind of in the program, and they're figuring it out, you know, college football. But, you know, I got no doubt kind of in the future, you know, his what he's done in the past and his proof of being a winning coach is going to, you know, come unfold. And I think just me kind of, you know, pouring into it, I'd love to kind of pick his brain, you know, football-wise. It wasn't much of as much a chance to do that when I went back and visited, but I was out there at practice once and talked to the quarterback. So it was good to meet him and be out there and still support my school. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, following this path, this, you know, this upcoming season and continue to see them kind of improve and you know, get in touch with them, you know, after the season.
All right, Drake, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to these weekly Patriots Monday chats, and good luck on Sunday against the Raiders.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good luck, bud.
Talk to you next week, Drake. See you. Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Fitzy just had to go there. You had to make him talk about that tough game last night.
That's me. You know me. One thing I love doing, I always want to stir the pot and get under people's skin.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
617-779-7937. If you want to react to the Drake May interview, the first Patriots Monday interview of the season for him officially as we lead into Raiders week. He's now officially a captain. He's a leader. He's a tone setter. There's a lot on that boy's shoulders.
Any of those captains, by the way, catch you off guard or surprise?
No.
Harold Landry?
Not really, but I mean, if you based it, and Ted Johnson will tell us this after the break, I've always been a little dubious of how captains are selected in terms of voting, real voting, who gets the votes, do coaches massage the voting if they need to. But if you were down there and watched Harold Landry all summer, do I think he brought a veteran presence? Do I think he brought production? Did I think he, like, I liked what I saw from Harold Landry. So he's worthy of being a captain. But we'll talk a little captains and we'll talk a little Drake May up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You know, over the summer and in the springtime, I went back a few times, Chapel Hill, and saw Coach and saw different events. So, just first off, I was honored to meet him. What a legendary coach. And, you know, like you said, they had a bunch of new players kind of in the program, and they're figuring it out, you know, college football. But, you know, I got no doubt kind of in the future, what he's done in the past and his proof of being a winning coach.
That was Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons, a Patriots Monday on a post-Labor Day Tuesday. He has no doubts about Bill Belichick.
Very diplomatic.
Yes.
Considering what happened last night.
Yeah. He was. I thought Drake did a nice job. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it to your phone now. You can also listen on iHeart or Spotify, any place you can get the WEEI Afternoons podcast.
All of them.
To all our interviews all year long, and we're going to have a lot of good interviews. I feel it. We're laying the foundation.
Yeah.
He's going to loosen up a little bit, because you brought up, Fitzy, you thought Marcus Jones was a little more buttoned up, tightened up.
A little tight, a little close to the vest today.
And I said I thought maybe that had something to do with him being named captain. We've talked to two Patriots today. Both are members of the six-man captain panel that the team has announced. And in particular, for Marcus Jones, I wondered, it's one thing to just come on, screw around. Oh, I'm the slot cornerback and punt returner. Oh, now I'm a captain. Now I'm kind of really speaking for the team in a certain sense. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he just kind of reined himself in as a professional intentionally with that sort of new title.
Perhaps he played it kind of a little closer to the vest because he wants to set a standard and lead by example. You know, there's been a lot of turmoil around the Patriots the last few weeks. It has. When I say turmoil, I mean like the smooth waters that they seem to sail from draft to the middle of training camp kind of started getting a little choppy, a little turbulent.
Yeah.
from the rats on, it feels like it's been kind of a different last 10. Am I the only one that feels that way?
No, I mean, you had the rats comment. Then you had the coach talking about the rats comment.
Yeah.
Then you had multiple veteran players either asking to be released or going through trades, maybe getting asked to take pay cuts. They're getting released. There was a lot going on over the last couple weeks.
I would say more going on than what most teams deal with in the week. Or the 2 weeks leading up to their opener, I feel like the Patriots had more roster turnover than 95% of the other teams in the NFL.
And almost certainly more than
unexplainable ones. Some that are just head scratchers.
But also more than any team that has a new coach and is young and is trying to, like, if you're the Eagles and you want to deal with stuff coming off a Super Bowl and you've been to two Super Bowls, you're a veteran team, that's one thing, right? But if you're Drake May, trying to establish himself as a franchise quarterback, all these young players, all these new free agents, a first-year coach, new coaching staff, you don't want these little blips in the radar, right? You kind of want to just sail smoothly towards the Raiders and not have any of this.
You do, but you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face, too. You don't want to give up too much talent in the kind of, you know, with the interest of having the team kind of culture you want. If you're compromising winning, you know, a culture over winning, then there's going to be maybe potentially some issues there. That's all. You need good players too, right?
So that's another reason why I'll throw it on, Fitzy, that this is a more than sneaky big game. Because, you know, the best way to convince players you're not prioritizing culture over winning?
Winning,
right? Win. If you go out there and win on Sunday, you can be mad about Pep or your boy Bourne or whoever. We won.
I'm wondering about the buy-in right now, because you got all these players essentially asking out, and there's a good amount of players that there's a lot of guys that don't like their role that don't ask out, or did they get asked to take pay cuts? I don't know, but you just wonder, where is the buy-in? I thought the buy-in 6 weeks ago was very, very high for this team. Now you start to wonder. You just don't cut veteran players as late as they did without their kind of that reverberating throughout the locker room. I mean, you know, the biggest one obviously that we can relate to is Lawyer Malloy.
Yep.
You know, it's not the same thing, but it's sort of the same thing in the sense that there's going to be guys that are taken aback by that decision because mm-hmm. there's a lot of guys that are thinking, you know, Jabril could have helped us. You know, Kendrick could have helped us. So I hope they know what they're doing. And the way that you convince players that you know what you're doing is you go out there and you win. Well, if you win, it will say, see, guys, what we're doing is working.
So you say that releasing these players this late or these players asking for their release could be a sign of a culture issue. Yeah, and yes, you know how you reset the culture? Just win the damn games in the first place. But maybe they've heard that they're going to go with more of a youth movement because they need to figure out what they got, who they have, what their depth is like. I mean, I don't think that may necessarily says, well, this season really could go down quickly, but maybe some of these guys are thinking like Dietrich did last offseason and John Jones. I'm going to go try to hook on with a team that's ready to win now.
Yeah, winning. I mean, we heard it for two straight years. I heard Matthew Slater say it a lot 2 years ago about winning solves everything. We need wins. Winning. And Mayo said it ad nauseum last year. And what do those two seasons have in common? They never got the wins.
Nope.
Both teams were really bad. It led to coaches getting it can spiral out of control mm-hmm. for the negative. Neither of those two coaches. Bill Belichick didn't think he was getting fired 2 years ago, right? He thought he had 2 years left on his deal. Then Mayo was coming and that whole thing.
And Mayo thought he was getting 3 years.
Exactly. So. And both of them didn't get to think that for very long before Robert Kraft moved in and said, I got to do what I got to do. So as much as we all think Vrabel's here for a while and that he's going to lay a foundation and it's a multi-year rebuild and stuff can go sideways in pro sports.
It can if you lose. If you win, right. There's so much, believe it or not, there was so much dysfunction that was going on behind the scenes in Foxborough when Bill was here.
Right.
So because of the way he manages, the way he coached, the way he's relates to players. But you won, so it covered up everything. And anybody mm-hmm. that complained or anybody that stepped out of line was looked at as a dissenter and that's a bad apple. Get him out. So players weren't willing to say what they really felt because of all the winning. If you win, you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want behind the scenes and get away with it. If you lose, that's where you have problems.
And Alex Cora has joked about that with us. And actually, we'll talk to Alex Cora at 2:15 tomorrow at Fenway Park.
God, the interviews just keep coming.
They do. But he has joked with us that, boy, does he have stories. I think he alluded to the 2018 team. Because we joked, I think, one day about like beer and chicken. And he's like, oh, I got stories from the 18 team, and that team won. But those get buried. They get squashed. People deal with it because you're winning, and mm-hmm. you're winning championships and having success. What role? So we talked to Marcus Jones. He's a captain. We talked to Drake May. He's a captain. Yeah. Both new captains. New leadership abounds here. What is their role, Ted Johnson? Like, and I know you don't know specifically how Vrabel's going to handle captains' meetings or anything like that. But like, what role do they have in this process?
Well, their role is to set a good example. It is to set the example that Mike wants for everyone else, whether it's work ethic, whether it's showing up every day ready to go, showing that you're a pro. How do you prepare?
Interviews on EEI?
All of that. Hmm. You know?
No, I'm being serious. Like, is that part of their job?
See, I'd be curious because I told everybody this. Belichick would basically address the media in our everyday meetings every day. Like, every day, all right, you guys, you don't know crap about your injuries. You're not a doctor. You don't need to be talking about your injuries. You sure as hell don't need to be talking about someone else's injuries. He's always telling us how to address the media. Is Mike the same way? I'm curious. I don't know. I don't know if he's that way. I feel like we would hear something about that, or maybe as the season goes on. I mean, I felt like a lot of those guys, they all just kind of know it now. Like, I feel like they were all programmed that way even with Gerard last year. Maybe at the end, you know, with Jelani Tavai getting out of line a little bit with what he said about the fans. But for the most part, I think today's player knows that it doesn't benefit him to go off script or say something controversial because it'll get him in trouble. But I'd be curious if that's something behind the scenes that Mike prioritizes. Does he address it? Is it something that he makes guys aware of? Because I'll be honest, it was something that just got drummed into our heads under Bill. And I wonder if Mike isn't that intense about it.
So that was addressed, I think, in the Bussin' with the Boys podcast when they sat down during training camp with Vrabel and with Drake May, and mm-hmm. there were some rules. You know, Drake May joked with those guys because they knew the rules from Tennessee, and it was, I know two of them were talk about only yourself. Don't talk about mm-hmm. anybody else.
Yeah, that's a Bill rule.
Stay away from comparisons. I didn't totally know what that meant in terms of, but one of them was stay away from comparisons. And I don't know if that's like comparing another team's pass rusher to something, whatever, Lawrence Taylor, blah, blah, blah. Don't go down those comparative roads. But he definitely has some rules because Drake May joked with those guys about they both could, you know, sort of speak the rules that Vrabel had given to them. So there are some rules. I don't know if he does it on a daily basis. I find that hard to believe. Like, is he going to lead off a Wednesday team meeting with, these are the things we're not talking about this week. We're not talking about Josh McDaniels coaching the Raiders. We're not talking about Jacoby Myers used to play here.
Bill would. That would be something Bill addressed every single week, every single day. And it was just like enough. I think I'm going to retire after 10 years, and I'm good. I can't hear anymore.
How do you avoid the inevitable like that? Like, you're just you're denying the narrative. Like, you're just controlling the reality to a degree that's kind of unnatural.
But Bill is all about control everything. Control what you say, how you think, what people think, how they receive the information. He doesn't want any information. But Mike's a little bit controlling. He was the rat comment. There's clearly someone said something to somebody that he didn't approve of. And so he was reminding that someone by calling them a rat that, hey, make sure you stop that, knock that off. So it is implied at least to the people in that organization that he does not like information getting out unless he's okayed it.
You say Bill Belichick was a control freak. He must have freaked out last night then, because he lost control of his football game in a massive way in front of a live national TV audience. We're going to touch on that next. Bill Belichick debuted as the head coach at UNC, and I'm going to tell you the nice guy that I am. I'm going to try to let Stiz out of the bet we made. We have a 30-pack rolling here on resting on the fate of North Carolina this season. After last night's results, I'm going to try to be a nice guy. We'll see if Stiz takes me up on our offer. UNC debuted, and they stunk. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.